Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today on this Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did. I had a wonderful weekend. I'm a little worn out. I had grandchildren come over this weekend. They were missing cousin time, and they played, and they played, and they played, and I cooked, and I cooked, and I fed them, and I fed their parents. But we had a wonderful time, and only a few casualties. No real big fights. So everything was good. Everything was cool. Grandchildren are wonderful. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things in this world that just don't make any sense. But the language and the wording that are thrown at the American people, it's by design. And it's designed to manipulate you, to confuse you, make you believe something that isn't real. So the Department of Education, does it really educate? We keep throwing money into it, but we keep hearing how we need more immigration. We need more of this, more of that, because education, we're not educated to do these jobs. We're not skilled to do certain jobs, or we're too good to do other jobs. Healthcare, and that's the one we're going to talk about today. Healthcare. When you hear the D.C. occupiers talk about healthcare, they're not talking about the care of your health. They're talking about insurance. When they talk about making it affordable, there's only one way to make it affordable. And that's to remove government and remove the middleman, not add another middleman. And I've said a long time ago that even if Obamacare was the greatest written bill in the world, I'd be against it because I'm against national health care. Insurance, national health care. I'm against the government being in things, and so were our founding fathers. They wanted as little government in our lives as possible. Well, I am absolutely ecstatic to bring to you today someone who is representing FMMA, Free Medical Market Association. Now, we've had on some doctors before in the past that we've talked about this. This young woman, her name is Megan Friedman, is a part of this organization, and they are putting together a huge conference that's coming up in this month in Oklahoma. And we're going to talk about the free medical market, the Free Market Medical Association, and what they can do for you. It's not just you, the patient. It's you, the doctors. It's you, the company. How can they help you where you are? The best thing Americans can do when the government won't get out of the way is go around them and do it our own way. And so I'm going to bring to you today Megan Friedman. Megan, how are you today? Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning to you. I hope you're feeling better. When we discussed, when we were having a little chat last week, you were kind of overwhelmed. I think you were fighting a cold or something.
Yes, ma'am, I was. But, of course, I have an amazing direct primary care doctor, and she took care of me on Friday, so I'm feeling much better. Thank you.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm excited to meet you coming up here in a couple of weeks, but I want to, I get kind of excited over this because I used to be in the medical field. Now, I wasn't a doctor. I wasn't a nurse. I was a receptionist. But I was the receptionist out in front. And so I took the brunt of everyone. When they were mad at the nurse, when they wanted to see the doctor, they wanted to get through the door. Mm-hmm. I was the gatekeeper in that clinic. So they couldn't get by anybody until they got past me. And so they had to be nice. They weren't always, but they had to be nice. But, you know, we dealt with, at that time, the HMOs and the PPOs and how confused our older patients were. And they didn't understand that they couldn't see the doctor that they'd been seeing for years and years. And they didn't understand why they couldn't get their lab work done, their blood work done here, because they had done that for years and years and years because the clinic had their own lab. And it just was a fiasco. And, of course, that was under Hillary Clinton when she fixed health care. And, you know, so I get kind of excited about things when it comes to healthcare because I lived through it for about 5 years. I know that's not much. That's not a lifetime, but I'll tell you what, it was enough. It was enough to see what people were going through. And I tell the story, and my listeners have heard it a few times, and then I'm gonna come to you and tell you, have you just tell my listeners what FMMA is. There was the governor of this state, and he used one of the doctors in that facility where I worked. And he came in for his blood work one day. Well, this was just after he'd signed the bill putting all state workers on the HMO-PPO insurance. He wasn't in the right place to have his lab work done. Well, my boss, she said, the governor's coming in today and I need to talk to him. So, but prior to that, she talked to the doctors, and the doctors, they ate that one. But he didn't come back again. But he did to see his doctor, but not for his lab work. So here we have a politician signing papers, dictating to the American people, particularly the state workers of this state, what they have to do with their insurance and their medical care. And he was oblivious, oblivious to what it meant. And he got a free one that day, but nobody else did. And, again, it was the middleman making it expensive, and it was the politician, you know, signing bills, signing legislation that they didn't think meant anything. And then he was held accountable for it, but he got away with it that one day. But, you know, I always go back to that because I think they do these things to the American people, and they don't have a clue what they're even signing.
I agree.
So FMMA is exciting because it's free market medical association, and that's exactly what it's talking about, a free market in the medical association. So,
yes, ma'am.
Let's just talk about that a little bit. Then I want to concentrate on the conference later on in the show.
Okay. The Free Market Medical Association was actually founded about 5 years ago by, and many of your listeners are probably going to know this name, Dr. Keith Smith, the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. He partnered with a third-party administrator, CEO, Jay Kenton. They had been working together for a few years to offer Dr. Smith's bundled cash pricing to the self-funded employers of the Kenton Group. And it was wildly successful. When they met, they determined that, hey, look, self-funded employers are cash pay patients. So instead of, you know, using a big insurance company, these employers are actually paying all of these claims directly. And Mr. Kenton, who I worked for a number of years, you know, said, hey, Dr. Smith, my employers are cash pay patients. Can they access your bundled cash pricing that is available on your website? And after having lengthy conversations, they became friends and started to work together. And they were seeing the cost of the claims and the cost of the care go through the floor because, you know, once other providers saw that these participants, these folks with this benefit were leaving their institution to go to the Surgery Center of Oklahoma in exchange for their deductibles and copays being waived, they would call up Mr. Kenton and say, hey, can I do this as well? Well, after about 2 or 3 years of that, there were so many facilities participating in this program to offer bundled cash pricing that was lower cost and higher quality to the participants, that everybody kept asking them, when are you all going to expand?
Absolutely.
You know, when...
I know you hear the music because I can tell. We're going to go into a break. We're going to expand after we come back from this break. I'm going to wait to open up the phone lines until we're done at kind of explaining the establishment of this. And my listeners should know Dr. Keith Smith because I've had him on a couple of 2 or 3 times. So we're going into a break. Put the number down, but don't call us till the bottom of the hour. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth Ann and Megan will be right back. Thank you. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Megan Friedman of Free Market Medical Association. They're coming up here in just a couple of weeks. They're going to have a big conference, and they're calling it Be a Beacon. It's a healthcare revolution. And when we were going into the break, we were talking about how it was founded, and now it's expanding. And I want to talk about that expanding. Megan, will you pick it up from there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You know, everybody kept asking Dr. Smith and Mr. Kenton if they were going to replicate what they had done in other states, you know, expand and create more surgery centers and more third-party administrators that could help push this forward. And they decided instead of becoming a national TPA and a surgery center franchise, that they would form the Free Market Medical Association in order to teach their industries how to bring the free market back to healthcare. And, you know, that was, this will be our fourth conference. That was 3.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've been involved since the beginning. And it's just amazing the growth that we have seen and the promotion and the facilities and the providers and the movement and the self-funded employers that have all come into this movement and said, we want to talk directly to each other and work out a mutually beneficial deal with you for our employees or for ourselves. And the providers, you know, they're all for it.
You know, it's not just for it's not just for the patients.
No,
this is inclusive. Mm-hmm. This is patients. This is the providers. This is the companies that want to provide something for their. It has just gotten absolutely out of hand. It just goes up and up and up and up, and we've seen it really bad in the last 8 years. But this mm-hmm. has gone up and up and up through my lifetime. Oh, everybody thought they were getting out, you know, getting off really cheap when all of a sudden the HMOs and the PPOs came out and all you had was a $10 mm-hmm. copay. Mm-hmm. But your premiums were going up. The cost for your employers were going up. And the cost to have procedures was going up. And the control of your doctor was going down. Your doctor mm-hmm. and you, the patient-doctor relationship was no longer... It was no longer up to the two of you. It was being dictated exactly. from another person. The insurance guys or the pharmaceutical people, the ones behind the desk with the white shirts and ties, were telling mm-hmm. those doctors what they could and could not do, what procedure they could, procedures they could do, and what progressive they could do in them. You know, so mm-hmm. if someone had something that was chronic and the doctor's been seeing this patient for a long time and he wanted to jump ahead and pass over a couple of the things that they've tried in the past and want to try something different, the HMOs and the PPOs wouldn't let him do that. No, you got to start yeah. here, you know, and, mm-hmm. and work your way back up there.
Step therapy.
There mm-hmm. you go. And so they weren't allowing the doctors, and they're still not allowing the doctors to have a hand in your care.
They're not really, and people don't realize that the health insurance companies have gotten out of the insurance business and have instead turned themselves into health management business. When they can put their fingers into every level of care, they can make more money that way. And, yeah. and people don't realize that. They think the hospitals and the insurance companies are opposed to each other. And the big hospital systems and the big insurance, they're actually working together because they both make more money when costs are high.
Oh, absolutely. And mm-hmm. it's not managing health care. It's managing the money that you give them. So they're going to decide how that gets spent.
It's managing money in a bad way.
They're going to decide how that money gets spent for you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to decide how much you have to pay for different procedures, or even having an x-ray, or even your medication, or how much medication you're going to be allowed to take, mm-hmm. how many pills at a time, and how often that prescription can be refilled.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the interesting part is it's just crazy the way that people have given up all of their control over their own health care to these third parties who actually are incentivized to keep costs high. People don't realize, you know, necessarily the networks and mm-hmm. the big insurance companies. The reason that they do these things is because they are making money off of these contracts that they're supposedly negotiating on behalf of the patient and the employer. But no one knows what that contract says. So if they're incentivized to put together a bad deal because they make more money that way, it protects their revenue stream, no one is privy to that information. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've seen these costs just go up and up and up, because the discounts, you know, the PPO discount that everybody loves to focus on, it means nothing because no one knows what the original market clearing price should have been.
You know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, and that's by design. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's also, I was going to say, too, that the FDA is not a friend. You know, everybody, you know, well, that medication's been approved by the FDA. Well, wait 5 years. They're going to say, oh, it was killing people. We're going to take that off the market, you know.
And they really don't realize that there are a lot of drug company reps that work for the FDA.
Yes.
Yes. You know, that could be a whole other topic for another day.
Well, we see it in so much of the bureaucracy of the government. Mm-hmm. We see this in the USDA. The people that are working for the USDA used mm-hmm. to work for some of the enemies of farming and ranching, which we're talking about HSUS and ASPCA mm-hmm. and PETA and all that. So they're in cahoots. and it's mm-hmm. not helping the farmer. And the same thing with our health. If they're in cahoots and they're not really helping the patients, they're not really helping the doctors. They're helping themselves.
Yeah, Dr. Smith likes to call it the healthcare cartel.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's true. You know, with the passage of the ACA and some other regulations, it just became too much for a lot of the physicians to remain independent. So the big hospital system swooped in and bought all of their practices. Well, now those doctors don't work for you anymore. They work for the hospital system. And they, they have quotas. You know, you will send us this many lab patients. You will send us this many MRIs, or else your pay is affected. And people don't realize that. If your physician works for a hospital, he's answering to his employer, not to you, the patient. And that's also driven costs way up because they're funneling these patients from the direct primary care, from the primary care and specialty practices into what Dr. Smith likes to call the mothership, where the costs are significantly higher.
And let's parallel that to some other things that the government mm-hmm. controls. Let's parallel that to school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So many children have to be signed up for school lunches before that public school gets X amount of dollars from the federal government in D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cut deals. So mm-hmm. many people have to be on that. So many children have to be on that before they get X amount of dollars. Same mm-hmm. thing with the school buses, or it used to be. I know now they've got the school buses are subcontracted out, where it used to be the school mm-hmm. district owned them. So many things that the government gets involved in, you have to play their game. And if you don't play mm-hmm. by their rules, then you don't get this break or that break. And usually those breaks, if you didn't go by the sign that contract in the first place, you'd have been a lot mm-hmm. better off. Look at college education. These campaigners,
oh, yeah.
they're out there talking about mm-hmm. how they need to cut the cost of college, cut the cost, it's costing too much. The government makes somewhere over 30% on those loans. They're not going to mm-hmm. cut it. They don't want to cut it.
Well, and the politicians have no real motive to fix health care when, you know, they're getting $8 billion from big health and big insurance to keep the status quo around as long as possible. I mean, they're just doing what their employers, quote-unquote employers, tell them to do.
Yeah, well, quote-unquote employers are us, but we the people have kind of lost our grip.
But we're not paying them. We're paying them their low amount, but we're not paying them that kind of money for sure.
Absolutely. We're going into another break. I'm going to open the phone lines if that's okay, Megan. Your
yes, ma'am.
Calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. This conference is coming up this month. I know this is kind of quick notice. It's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We're going to talk about that and give you the dates and how you can sign up for that. Beth Ann's going to be there, and CSC Talk Radio is going to have a booth. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're talking about the Free Medical Market Association going around the government. That's what we the people do, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about the Free Medical Market Association. They're going to have a big conference coming up here in August. It's the 17th through the 19th, and we're going to tell you how to get signed up for that. But Megan, I'm sorry. I have a co-host the hour before this show, and her name's Melody. Megan, we have callers. We have Frank from Ohio. Frank, how are you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Beth. I love you, dear. Hey, I just wanted to report from Ohio real briefly. The Ohio Insurance Association and the insurance companies in Ohio here are going to raise at least 20% the premiums on insurance payments. So it's all about the medical insurance grid, and they are causing inflation. So they're going to jump it at least 20% on your premiums here in Ohio. Yeah. Also, I don't know why they tax medical devices. There should be no tax on medical devices. And thanks for taking my call. God bless you. Love you. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you, Frank. You know, it's not about getting cheaper, because we see these rates going higher. And they're claiming it's because the poor people now have insurance. Of course, you and I are paying for their insurance. But that's just a pretense. That's just something to fool the people with. And I think the people are getting tired of being fooled all the time. We have another caller. We have Roger from
Go ahead. May I let you know, I'm actually from Ohio originally, and I was going to tell Frank that we have
an Ohio chapter of the Free Market Medical Association, and he can learn about it on our website.
Absolutely, and that is fmma.org. fmma.org. We're going to go to Frank. I'm sorry. We're going to go to Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine, Beth. And a great show. I wanted to confirm what you guys say about the HMOs. I'm partially paralyzed because the HMO mismanaged my need to have an MRI. I had a spinal tumor inside of my vertebra. What did I know about it? The doctor refused to do an MRI because it was going to cost his budget. So his budget was controlling that he could only do an X-ray. I'm sorry, you can't see through a vertebra what's inside. I had a spinal tumor the size of my thumb. Let me tell you the result when they finally figured it out. They told me I got two things, good and bad. What's the good news? They found out what's wrong. Oh, Jesus, what's the bad news? You got a spinal tumor the size of your thumb cut off at the wrist. I said, are we talking about cancer? You know what the guy said, the doctor? Nah, you'd already be dead.
Yeah. Well, those were nice words.
Yeah.
That was encouraging.
There was one other indicator, that was I had a carpal tunnel syndrome. I designed telescopes, so I work on a CAD computer. I had carpal tunnel syndrome on my right hand, really bad. You know what they made me do? Use your left hand.
You know, that goes off a hee-haw. Does Doc, it hurts when I do this. Yeah. And he smacks him. He says, well, don't do that.
Don't do that, yeah.
Roger.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. You're great to go. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's talk about the conference and what all is going to take place there, Megan.
Well, we are very excited. This will be our fourth annual conference. And like you said, the theme this year is Be a Beacon. And we're encouraging all of our members to be a beacon out in the marketplace and, you know, promote the free market in healthcare and all the successes that it's had. Our keynote speaker at dinner on Friday night is actually Dr. Yuri Maltsev of the Mises Institute. And he also is a professor at Carthage College. And I don't know if you're aware, but Yuri, he's a pretty famous economist here in the U.S., and he's a defector from Russia. And when he was in Russia, he actually ran their health plan. So that should be a very, very interesting keynote speech.
We can't seem to get away from Russia.
Right, exactly. But he is, some of your listeners may have listened to him before, but he is incredibly funny and engaging, and we're very excited to have him as our keynote. We have about 20 speakers speaking on everything from marketing a free market business, promoting direct primary care, how to incorporate the free market into your self-funded health plan, how to find pricing. We even have a topic on health share ministries, which are becoming very popular in the U.S., and we have breakout sessions for the various types of folks that are attending. I think it's going to be an amazing event.
Well, I think it will be, too, and I'm really excited to be a part of it as far as going to be there and be a part of it. And it's, I want to tell people that be a beacon. You want to change, then be that change. Start promoting this. Start letting people know, we don't have to sign up for this. We don't have to sign up for national health insurance. We have another option. We have an alternative option. We have an option where we and our doctors have control over our caring of our health. Yeah, I don't like to call it health care because everybody thinks that's what that is, but it's insurance. Yeah. But to take care of your own health and put those decisions, those choices back in the hands of the doctors and the patients. And we want this to grow because unfortunately, you're only 4 years old, so FMMA isn't everywhere yet, but we need it to be everywhere. We need the doctors to understand this is good. We need the patients to understand this is good. We need the employers, the companies that are providing care for the health of their employees. This is good. This is going to be better care. This is going to be cheaper in the long run mm-hmm. for everyone as far as the cost of it, because we're eliminating the middleman. And mm-hmm. that's the way to go. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, I wanted to pass on some information. I've been getting reports of people up against, do I pay the penalty or do I pay my mortgage? Well, okay, in 26, section 5000A, you go to the end of the statute, it's section G, it's exemptions, it's they cannot criminally prosecute you if you don't pay the penalty, and they can't do levies. And that's Title 26 of the Internal Revenue Code.
Okay.
You can look that up. Government has it online. And well, I was just going to say, in that section, if you look in the index, it's in excise taxes. It's
okay.
Subtitle D. Mm-hmm. They had the 5,000. They had to add a 5,000A because, you know, they needed more numbers to put the Obamacare in there. But that whole 5,000A is all about the requirement to have health care insurance.
Okay.
And
you are correct. You are correct. They cannot, unless you're getting a refund, they cannot criminally collect or garnish wages to get that fine.
All right. Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the conference now, because it's the 17th through the 19th,
mm-hmm.
and you've told us who the main speaker is. What else is going to take place?
Well, you know, we have two workshops plus breakout sessions as well. One of the workshops I'm incredibly excited about is the Direct Primary Care Workshop. I know your listeners have, you've had direct primary care physicians on your show before.
Yes, we have.
And we are actually having a workshop during breakfast on the 18th. And we are very excited. There are some great folks who are going to be running that workshop.
Now,
for
is that particular workshop is for the physicians. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into a break. You've got to tell me what's for us normal people. And I know you have lots of it. So we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 1-877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Megan and Beth Ann will be right back. We're talking about the Free Medical Market Association conference is coming up August 17th through the 19th in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. Megan, this is the fastest hour of the day. It's the fastest hour of the day. We're talking about the Free Medical Market Association and the conference that's coming up. Be a beacon. It's a healthcare revolution. We the people, we still don't like to be controlled by king government, and we're going to go around them. And the best way to go around them is to remove them. Remove them. I notice on the 17th, everyone gets together for cocktails and a reception at 8 p.m. And this
is yes, ma'am. It starts at 5. It's from 5 to 8.
I'm sorry, 5 to 8 p.m. I'm only half reading today. It's Monday, you know. Then you have on the 18th, you start out with a breakfast in the Grand Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's for everyone. It says general attendees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we go, you know, for those that are direct primary care providers, they would be in their workshop.
Okay.
During that time.
Okay.
And then we have everything from teaching surgery centers how to bundle their pricing to teaching patients and employers how to embrace the free market in their own health plans and healthcare. We have a legislative update, information about health share ministries. And then you have the breakout sessions, which are specifically for each type of person that comes to our conference, the buyer, which would be the employee, the patient, the employer, the seller, which would be the physician or the facility, and then vendors, which are those that, you know, the only vendors that are allowed to join the FMMA are value-based vendors that do not add purely to the cost, but actually add services, and they are reviewed. Each of those has their own breakout session.
Well, that's neat. That's neat. Okay, mm-hmm. that's on the 18th, and then the 19th.
Mm-hmm. The 19th is going to be very interesting. One of the things everyone's looking forward to is there is going to be a founders panel with Jay Kempton and Dr. Keith Smith they're going to do a presentation called Myth versus Fact. The myth that everyone hears in the media or from a politician or out in the marketplace, and then the facts, you know, the reality of that, you know, dispelling those myths. That's going to be an amazing breakfast panel.
That does
and then
sound.
We've got a couple more speakers, and then after the workshop, we will be having a local chapter workshop breakout session that will actually be run by myself and my team to teach everyone how to set up local chapters of the Free Market Medical Association in their states and communities. And then the day ends with a tour of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma.
And I'm looking forward to that because I have had Dr. Keith Smith on several times, and I am looking forward to that. And kicking myself. My husband had two knee replacements done like a year ago. Kicking myself that we didn't come down there. But he's getting along real good, so we're doing all right.
If you need any other care, I can help you with that.
Okay.
I can help you. Even if it's somebody closer to you, I can actually help you find that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. I was going to go back to the 18th because that's your really full day. Everything is packed in there. You have done a terrific job. You know, I've been in enough of these that I know that they just don't happen, people. These conferences take a lot of work. When she gets done, I don't know if she'll even put her feet up for an hour before she starts planning the next conference for the next year.
Probably not. Usually pieces of it start getting planned during this current conference is usually how it works.
Well, I'm excited to be there. We will have a booth, and we don't have a lot to sell. We just we have free voice. You know, that's what we try to be, the voice of America. I won't say free, free man voice. We are here for the forgotten men and forgotten women of America, and that's exactly what the Free Market Medical Association is about. They're up there bargaining in D.C. back and forth about how you're going to take care of your health, and they're taking that out of the patients and out of the doctor's hands, and how much it costs. It's not about being affordable any more than they care about making college affordable for our young people, because they're making money on it. As long as they're making money on it, it's not going to be affordable for anyone. So
so we just take them out of the equation. We just go around them, and we make our own decisions.
That's right. I had a story, and I think it wasn't 100% right, or I didn't understand it 100%, but it was back in the day of the Revolution, when the king was taxing windows, and I kind of looked that up, and that was more of in the Civil War time. But anyway, the story I got when I visited the South was the king was taxing the windows facing the street, facing the road. So what did the people do? They removed the windows facing the road, so you'll go down, and a lot of the windows are not facing. There's no windows on that side of the house. We're going to round, and I told my listeners it's time to remove the windows. It's time to remove the windows and go around the government and start taking control. We've let them have control and trusted them way too long. And so let's tell people how to get signed up, phone numbers to call, website to go to, all that good stuff.
Well, they can learn more and sign up on our website at www.fmma.org. They can also email support@fmma.org, or they can call our 800 number at 1-866-901-FMMA. And I would like to tell everyone, you know, if you're looking for a bundled cash price, you can go right on our website at fmma.org and check out our shop health experience that we have created, where we load member seller pricing into our website so that you can search for an MRI or you can search for a direct primary care provider. And that's one of the things we're going to be going over at conference as well.
All right. And I want to give that phone number again. I'm going to break it down for the simple people like me. It's 1-866-901-FMMA or 3662. So it's 866-901-3662, which spells FMMA, Free Market Medical Association. Emphasis on the free market. Emphasis on putting control back in the hands of the patients and of the doctors and of your employers, so that you can manage your own health, not insurance companies, not pharmaceutical companies, not the government. Megan, it's been a pleasure. I hope we can have you back again real soon. I'm looking forward to meeting you at the conference.
Yeah, I will come back anytime.
And we will be hearing more about this every day here, because I'm going to promote this as best I can in this short length of time. And let me know if there's anything I can do to help you on that day, because I will be there.
I will.
Okay?
It's amazing to get to meet you and be a part of this with you.
I'm excited about it. I truly am. Thank you, Megan, so much. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are trying to bring the free market back to you. We are trying to put the control back into the hands of we the people. We the people don't need government dictating, king government dictating how we're going to take care of our families. And that's what this is all about. Who's going to take care of your family? You hope you never need a doctor, but when you do, it ought to be affordable. And it ought to be between you and the doctor, not you and insurance company and the government and the doctor. It's up to us to, as they say, be the beacon, be a beacon, and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.